in the Maspik. What the Maspik go in this Chelik of the Maspik? We only have a small part of the Maspik. Let's discuss those part of Yiddishkeit that I say. It's not easily definable in terms of yes and no, in terms of Shulchan Aruch. But what it is it gives us different madrigas in worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First he talks in terms of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, there's the technical doing of mitzvahs. Then each mitzvah has a certain goal that was supposed to want to achieve through that mitzvah. And that therefore the Torah has identified that as a goal. You have to use the mitzvah for that goal. And in general, view that goal as a goal to use in general and pursue it with other means. Shabbos. Shabbos is Eidus and Maisa Breshis. So I can say by Chulish my words, so I can say it. It can mean absolutely nothing to me. And then I can forget about my separation the rest of Shabbos. And I haven't gotten the point of Shabbos. Shabbos internalizes all the lessons we have to learn from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Shesh and Bei Breshis. And what does it mean? Many levels. Etc. Tzitzis, Harisim, Osu, Zachartim. That person has to be continually cognizant of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs throughout the day. And etc. Then he moves on to another area. That's the area of Midas Tovos. Now Midas Tovos is in the Rambam's view not a minor part. Rambam throughout views developing midos tovos and making them an integral part of you as very key, if not the most key part of the Torah. Rambam technically counts it as one mitzvah, halachta bedrachov. But it's more than just one mitzvah. Rambam writes at the end of Perek Aleph, Hilchos Deis, that what was it that made Avraham Avinu unique so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him and gave Avraham Avinu the ability to pass the Torah on to future generations? Ki yadatif. I've chosen him, I've loved him, because he's going to be able to pass him on. Lishma derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, the Rambam's midos. Midos, HaKadosh Baruch. He's able to understand the midos that HaKadosh Baruch wants, teach them and pass them on. Rambam writes, but Olam Haba, he says, someone who doesn't have midos, he's not going to get anything in Olam Haba. He just doesn't belong there. His neshama has not been developed so that he has a place in Olam Haba. Midos, now, here, when he talks about midos, he's very specific, very exact, and very detailed. Talks about it. Now, you have to be careful with the Sefer, because the Sefer is taken from Arabic and translated. And so therefore each word, you can't necessarily be interacting a word without, you have to see the context. What this translator called Rachmanos or Chesed. Now Midos Hatumios, Umimatoros Hatorah. What does it mean, Matoros Hatorah? And he'll show you throughout what he means. Rambam writes, it's a major part of the Rambam's, that each mitzvah that we have is made to have some sort of an impact on the person in some way. We can understand it sometimes. Sometimes you don't understand it. But it has an impact on a person. There's a certain goal I'm supposed to achieve through that mitzvah. So, he had chuna rishonu, he says, what do we say? Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Rachum, V'chanun. Identifies it with Rachum, V'chanun. Now, one of the reasons this is so important, Rambam says like this, to understand Rabbeinu Avram, yeah, it's been understood. Rambam says, from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu two things. Hodieni no ezdrochecho, which Rambam says is derech Hashem, the bedrochov, for edoacho, and I'll be able that ladas. With Dasa, hello Kim, was Dasa Kim, be able to understand what it is, Kodesh Baruch, and be able to establish a kesher with him. The man and Tzuchim Benecho. So, Rambam says, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? If I know the Derech Hashem, then I will know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will be Motzuchim Benev. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him back? Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Vachanu. You give me the sachesed. Erech apayim rav chesed yemes. So first, Hashem Hashem, yud kei vav kei is min sachesed, keil rachum. He's a rachum. He adds him something else. Hareini noz kodecha, I want to understand. All schar v'onish, tzadik v'rala, rosh v'tovo, how you run the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that you can't understand. That's beyond what a human being can understand. So the first thing is Rachum. He, in many mitzvahs, tell it. Now here, he's going through two levels. He says there is intelligent chesed and emotional chesed. Now, a person has to change his personality. Shitas HaRambam is the mitzvah halachta bedrochov is not to do only to do maisim of chesed. My personality should be a personality of chesed. I should be a bal chesed. It's number one. That's machlokes with the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramban says the mitzvah is to do chesed. Rambam says no, mitzvah is to change your personality. That's why the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Hakol Ufi Rov HaMaisim says, what is it better, to give one check of $1 million or a million checks of $1? That's nowadays people say, oh, you give $1 million. And Rambam says, no. Because every time I have to write, I have to give that one. I have to break something in my eyes. I do it 1,000,000 times. I've changed myself. Just, I cannot have a hard heart. Minricha, he says, and I'm supposed to feel another person's pain. Someone is suffering. I have to feel that pain and that suffering. He says, and that's all over the Torah. He's kind of psukei Torah being in Rachman also. He says, I discussed Yosef. Now, where does Yosef's power come from? It's a very interesting puzzle. Yosef who are shalit, who are mashbir. He is taking care of all the needs of Mitzrayim. Who are mashbir means who are Shalat Oretz? How did he get his control over the land? He was a mashma. Took care of everyone's name. Yosef is the ultimate chesed. I mean, Yosef ruled the land, but cared about everyone in the land. And he said, he elaborates on this elsewhere. We don't have this at this point as Elsa. But Raknovik Amida, he says. But he says, it doesn't mean it's just a softy I give into everything. No. It means I have to act intelligently. You have no asorgas. Have chesed as my personality. And do chesed to the people who deserve it. And not to do chesed to the people who don't deserve it. It's the fact that you have to be Baal Chesed doesn't mean you'll be a Baal Chesed to evil people. No. Yod Ish, if you have a Rotzeach, you have to be willing to kill him. Because Chesed applied in the wrong place is Achzorius. And it caused a lot of headache, a lot of confusion. The Torah says about not killing a Rotzeach, Lotzoch Hasein Cholov, have no Rachmanos on him. Okay. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, Vayachas the Mitzri, what does he do? He runs away and goes to Midian. What does he find in Midian? He finds the Benos Yisrael and he takes care of them. How much Moshe Baal Chesed, not a Baal Chesed? The question is, if the Mitzri was an evil man, he has to be killed. Benos Yisrael are being persecuted by someone, they have to be protected. It's not just, okay, I'm just a softy and I give in to everything. No. It's, yes, you have to, that has to be your personality, but it has to be your personality in such a way that it's used in the right place and used where it's necessary and not used where it's counterproductive. This is And we discussed last time, I don't know why it bothered a lot of people. Yes, you're not supposed to chesed to a Ra, a Russian. No. But if you are Baal Chesed and someone comes to you for money, Safek Yesh Hisnai Barachmanas. And he's telling you, Amida, and not only Amida, he's telling more than that, more than Amida. He's telling a very essential thing, tzak. Someone comes for money and you have a suffix, you have to give him something. And a bezdin, yes, bezdin has to punish a Russia, but then they don't do it very quickly. They have to make very good care what it is and how it is. And okay. Now, so this is, he's defining Midas HaChesed, explaining Midas HaChesed, how it works. Then it gets what the translator calls Nedivos. Nedivos, in his mind, is probably the greatest of all Midas, and he spends a good amount of time on Nedivos. Nedivos begins, how I view what I have in this world. I make money. I have talent. Achieve a lot. Person's ego can say it's all me. Another person can view it as a matnas elokim. I'm not necessarily can. Means what I have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. He gave it to me for a certain purpose. I should be able to use it in his service. Says Hanadivas who Hanokas Rav Tova Lamisha Ainlo Tfiyav Khiyov Alama Anik. That means if I give it to someone who has no demands on me and I have no chiv to do it, but just out of genuine generosity. Law says the poel sorrow to pay a person his wages or to pay back my debts. That's plain. I have to do it. Stokal ani machnosis orchem matonos chadom hareim begeder nedivos. Stokal ani machnosis orchem and matonos, give me matonos to pick. That's nedivos. No. Stokal ani machnosis orchem. What's machnosis orchem mean? Machnosis orchem is a very sensitive mitzvah to people's hearts. One is this stalker. What's stalker? I write a check, I give it to him, goodbye. Sight out of mind. I have a person who needs a place to stay. And I have an extra room in my house. It's a much more difficult mitzvah. He's staying in my house. In the morning I woke up and I stay in my house for 2 weeks. He's there, he's this, he's in the kitchen, he's in the refrigerator. I mean, he's... it's giving... It's more than giving just a check and goodbye. It's being able to open yourself in a much deeper way to another person. Matonis. Stop giving matonis. And that is this Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum, and then there's Chanun. What does Chanun mean? It's the difference between Rachim, Rachmonus, and Chanino. And then there's Rav Chesed. It says as follows. Chanun means a Matnas Chino. Give someone a Matnas Chino. Rav Chesed means a certain amount of Chesed. You're overboard with Chesed. It's extra Chesed. Brios Olomo who Atzmi Maisa Chesed Unodova. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world. Now, here, this has to be understood and can be totally misinterpreted. Olam Chesed Yibana. Now, here he follows the Rambam against other Mefarshim. If I live in this world, the very fact that I exist is a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself is totally self-sufficient. It's very often people do chesed. I don't know, what am I going to get back for it? What am I going to get for it? I want something for it. Nothing we can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing we can do. We're totally self-sufficient. So, creating the world is an act of absolute chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it, and Rambam murders it. It's something else. An olam chesed gibone is a medrash and bracious. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to create Odom Arishon, he discussed with Malchi Asharis. And some said, create him. Why? He's a Baal Chesed. He's going to do a lot of Chesed. Midas HaChesed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, create him. Midas HaEmes says, but who kulo sheker? People full of sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to listen to the Midas HaChesed, not listen to the Midas HaEmes. Vatashlich Emes Arza. Now, it's an act of Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He demands of us that we imitate that. And since Rav Chesed is overwhelming Chesed, he demands of us that we give it in a way it's a Matnas Chinam as well. B'riyas HaOlam Hi Atzma Ma'aseh Chesed Unadova. Kamo Shenema, O Chesed Yibana. Tuvo undivuso chovkim olam umloo, tov Hashem lako, rachmo vako ma'asav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed extends to everybody. Elechol adas, he says, nedivus, and we call it kamtsonus, when bizbus and chisochon. Bizbus, chisochon, well, it depends on the human being himself. Bismus Machayev Shayarchiv Hamavaz Hotsoso Mabusho Moshovo, person's spent a fortune on himself, way beyond anything he needs. Chisoch and Chisochon, and he's going to get into this in detail. He says, I'll take care of what I need. I'm not going to be totally go overboard. Nedivos and Kamsonis, that means that's what I do about myself. Nedivus and Kamtsonus is how I relate to other people. Nedivus says, I have to use whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, be it my money, be it my talent, be it anything I do, use it for the benefit of other people. And that is a Chiyuv Gomer under V'Halachta B'Drachov. HaKamtsonus, and if you have a meat of being a Kamtson, I'm just worrying about myself. And there's some people spend the world on themselves. Comes to other people, they don't spend money on anything. So what's my chiyuv to do? To focus, if I have tons of money, how do I view it? It's mine, I'll spend it on myself. It's a matnas elokim, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do with it? If I look at it as a matnas elokim, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do with it. So I take care of my needs and go overboard on other people's needs. That is, he says, Nedivus Yesa. Now who am I supposed to go overboard on? Who am I supposed to give it to? Nedivus Hamashubachas. He says, and the Rambam says as follows. There's a halacha mitzvah tzedakah. The Rambam says that when I'm giving tzedakah, I first have to give it to the people who are my closest to me, and further out. Going back to what he said, just being an open, feeling pity for everyone. So, what's the first thing you do? You go to people who you have no kesher with, and you go off to some starving child in the middle of Africa. Okay, I'll take care of this kid. Torah says, no. First, you take care of your relatives who need money. Give them money. You have neighbors who give them money. You move out. And that's the first thing. It's not just throwing money around. Because there's a Shulchan Aruch that says how that's supposed to happen and to whom it's supposed to go. Yes, there is a mitzvah of viewing what you have as a matnas elokim. Viewing your talents. Some people have a tremendous amount of personal talents to mashpi on other people. Kadosh Baruch Hu may not have given them the matnas elokim of money, may have given them different personal talents. How am I going to use those personal talents to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greatest and highest way possible? That's nedivos. And with all the different talents that people have, Manibus Bamomon, he says, Shlo Yatmin Ha'odim. Now he's getting down to practical statements. Yemeitiv mima shechanono Hashem yisala le'elu hatzrichim uru'uyim lakach. A. Chanono Hashem. It's change your way of thinking. It's change your way of thinking. It's a matnas elukim. To who? To elu tzrichim uru'uyim. Those who have a genuine need and the ones who deserve it. How do I know that? He says, I learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo heitiv b'torasa, in who does he give the Torah to? Klal Yisrael had to show they were on a madrega to deserve to receive the Torah. He went around to everyone, and who did he give the Torah to? Someone who deserved it. It's Nasa v'Nishma. So he says, "Lo heiti b'torosom hakofer haturki or hasudani." The Rambam also writes, the two most primitive people, in his view, were the Turks and the Sudanese. He says he didn't give them. They're very primitive people. He gave to people on Madrega to deserve it. Okay. Now, hanadivas b'mamon. So what does it mean? Shelo yatmin all the mashachanonu elokim. He should not hide that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Again, he says everything is attitude. Attitude, why do I have it? It is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. Kedei l'hachilo. But I should give it to Achayim, k'mo sh'nema. Yitzbor v'lo yeida mi'osfam. Shlomo says, ki zehu inui v'oner shlachotim. L'chote nosen inyun le'etso v'lichnos. To the chote, he gave an etza to take in and not to give. For Yotzinu l'mosos of Chayav Chayim Mishpachta. He says, what do I want to do? I want to spend wildly on my luxuries. That's not the Mida. Then I don't, if so, I view it as my money, not a matnas elokim. Yetivol l'zotzu, the Torah says, v'samachta b'chol hatov, asher nosan l'cha Hashem l'kechu ulevei secha. When you want to be sameach with the tov, ato v'halev agar shebekirbecha. Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif that what is a simcha of mitzvah when it's shared with other people. And now, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's l'hachios ruach shefolim? He says, but it's not only with mammon. Person's a big chacham. He's supposed to share his chachma with other people. He's supposed to share his koach hashpa with other people. And the divus b'koach hashpa she adam meitim mashachanu. Who? He says. Elisha, what is that? He says, Hayesh l'dabel chol hamelech. Can I help you? Can I speak to the king for you? He had a certain ability to speak to people and be mashpi on them. That you have it, yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a talent. You may have built it up, but you're beginning with a talent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The ability to convince people. Now use that talent for the benefit of others. Or you have chokhmah. Teach that chokhmah to other people. Shinantam levanecha elu atalmidim. Okay. Anadivus v'amunasa, and a person achieved a certain madrega in amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yimshoch eilu v'asil chokim in amun. I have to use that to bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, everything. I have that talent, and I've even developed that talent to a very high level, a very high degree. Wonderful. But you began with a matnas elokim. And more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled you to take that matnas elokim and to develop it. So now, take that, view it as a matnas elokim, and share it with other people. That is nedivos. As mishenav shoshu b'midas hakamtzonos. Kintzator b'shem kofer. A person thinks it's all mine, I'm keeping it for me. The Torah called him a kofer. Yotzo anoshim b'nei Belial. Kaniya Dover and Lavov Chablia Lamor. That we'll get in where it is. So Midas, when he's contrasting the Midas HaNadivus and Midas HaKamsonus, that why is it one Kfira and one is not? It depends how you view what happens in this world. You view where it's coming from. Is the money you made or the money HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled you to make? Is it the talent you have or the talent HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you and he enabled you to develop? How do you view the world? And this is the basis of his whole thing here on Nedivos. And we'll continue.